Sunday night, Chodesh Halvados, we're doing Shara Avodas Elokim, Shara Avodas Hashem, and we're at the end of the Psicha, towards the end of the Psicha. And we're on page, thank you, we're on page Peidalid. And we'll start again with the words in the middle of the basically in the middle of the page, right after a period. So when you put this all together, and you contemplate, and you think about Romamus Habore, Otsum Yecholto, Hashem's omnipotence, V'chachmoso, the Izikikuso, and how he needs no one, but his bonein, and you think about Chulshos Ha'odom, the weakness of a person, V'chesrono, how a person needs things. You can't make it on your own. I think at some point in our life, everybody, it hits everybody. You know, I can't make it on my own. V'richuko, very far from reaching Shlemus, you need a lot of help, you need a lot of circumstances, you need a lot of outside support, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu most of all. He needs someone to fill up, to be mashlim everything he's missing. So if he feels like he can't do it, if he feels helpless, the problem is we don't feel helpless. We feel like, you know, like there's a joke, but it's not a joke, because I think we sort of all act like that in our lives. Like the guy's looking for a parking spot, right? So he's circling. He says, Hashem, you know, you got to help me. Get me a parking spot. And a parking spot, he sees an open, he says, it's okay, Hashem, forget it. I have one. And this is what I think we all fall prey to, even though it's a good joke, that we, you know, and then we feel like we're managing on our own. And there's a good, I don't know if anybody here gets Bina, probably a lot of people get Bina. So in this week's Bina, someone wrote, I can't call it a story, a lady wrote an essay describing like her child building blocks. And the child would call for the mother, mommy, come help me. And then the child reached a certain stage in life when the child only wanted to do things on their own. I want to do things on my own. But they kept calling the mother. So she writes. She describes how the child kept calling for her. But then when she came, the child says, it's okay, I want to do it myself. And then she writes at the end of the essay that it hit her that that's really what we do with the Eibishter. You know, we dive into him and we say, please help me. But then when it comes Lamaisa, we all too often, like the guy with the parking spot, you know, it's okay, I can handle it. And this is what the Chavis Halvavis is saying, that you have to always realize that it's Hashem that's indeed making it happen. You know, it's boring. We come here every night, like I say, it's boring. But it's not boring. He keeps saying it because you have to pound it into yourself, because it's very fundamental, and it goes against the grain of our ego, of our psyche, of how we live. Anyway, when you think about these things, and then when his bonein beribu itovos Hashem yisal all of the chazon devimu b'shubro k'vishibro Hashem created him. We discussed last week, why did Hashem do this? And we said, this is like the greatest chesed in the world, that Hashem created a person with built-in chesronos so that the person has the ability to see that he needs Hashem to exist and to accomplish anything and to do anything. And this creates a tremendous bond with Hashem. And this is the source of our chiyuv to listen to Hashem. That's what the Chavis HaLvavos holds. That's what he puts down. And therefore this create, and just not the fact that we're always cognizant of the fact, if we are, that it's Hashem doing this, just that in itself creates an amazing bond with Hashem. If you feel Hashem is with you, and anything you do, He is doing, He is enabling, He's doing, so that's, you feel very close to Him. Well, that's what the Chavis HaLvavos says you should do. You should always remember the Ribui HaTovos. V'tzorech v'zokot l'ma sheyaskinehu. You need Hashem always. You can't pull it off yourself. Beinu Masigo, and you don't accomplish anything, Kim B'mamotz Mitzido, with working hard and calling in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dezeu B'chemlas Hashem Olav, this is all a Tovah from Hashem, so that a person should be Makir Hashem. In other words, if you think about it, you will reach the conclusion that you're dependent on Hashem. You'll see how weak a person is and how really unable, and how if it was up to us, like, we wouldn't really succeed at anything. Like, we see what goes on, and we see, like, so he says a thinking person will naturally reach the conclusion that he's totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then when that happens, then the rational thinking person will feel like Aras HaTov and will be makabel on himself Avodas Hashem as the natural outflow, the natural totsa'ah of the feeling of gratitude, which is the natural totsa'ah of realizing how helpless we are and how dependent we are on Hashem, who provides us with everything. The yasik, and then the irony is that then you get olam haba for that. The yasik b'kach olam haba shenivrlo v'shekodem b'dvarinu b'shar hasheni b'sefer zeh b'shar habachina. V'lochein, therefore, kamachai v'odem l'shem yisala min ha-mishmah. So imagine how obligated a person is to obey Hashem, to listen to Hashem, v'hatodo, v'hayira, v'habrocha, v'hahalel, v'hashevach. That's really what we should be doing the whole day. Achrei shehizbar chovas koma shehigdamnu min ha-mishmas v'hatod v'habrocha livnei odom zel zeh. We just got through explaining in flawed relationships how it's mechayev hakoras ha-tov and thanks and praise, and you can't stop thanking the guy enough. Ayesh maskil sheyachlo, could there be a rational person that argues al chiyev odom b'dover zel Hashem yisaleh? If you'll be honest with yourself, you'll develop this overwhelming feeling of gratitude, and that will become the basis for your avodas Hashem. The sleeping person will wake up, the proofs that we bring. So that's the pasuk in Azino. It's a very, very famous pasuk. But when we read the pasuk, so like, we think of Chal Yisrael doing Avodah Zara, like the pits, you know. Man, that's like Hal Hashem Tigmul Uzos Am Nabo Velo Chacham Alahu Avicha Konecha Hu Aschav Ayechonanecha. Klal Yisrael did Avod Zora. It's terrible, like the whole Klal Yisrael in the days of leading up to the Churban Beis Hamikdash that was being described in Azinu. But the Chayil Avoda says, you know, that's it. That pasuk says it all to every individual in his personal life, her personal life. This is the pasuk. How do you repay Hashem, you foolish people? He does so much for you. So how do you repay him? Can't you, like, just say thank you, acknowledge, do what he says? He doesn't want anything big from you. Okay. Now, the last paragraph. V'chivin shenis bar archiv kabbalos avodos Hashem yisala lo'odom biglal tamidus tavos avodom. As a result of the constant hatova with a person, so there's a constant mechaya for avodas Hashem. So now we're going to learn shar avodas Hashem. What does it consist of? What is it made of? What does it mean? What are its parts? The hakdama is just to put down a fundamental idea of what avodas Hashem should be based on. And this is the Chavis Halbavis's quite famous shita. What it's based on, we delved into it a little deeper. It's rational, it's instinctive, it's menschlich, it's mericheretz. Thank you. But now he says, so now comes the shar of Avodas Elokim. Arechov olenu levar meinyan shar zeh asor dvarim. So he gives you a preview of the shorim. Ha'echad shar number one, beha'oro al ha'avodah v'chalokeha. the need that a person has to be misorer himself in Avodas Hashem, how to be misorer oneself. So a lot of it was covered in the Hakdama, obviously. Okay. V'asheni behechrecha maybe the chol chelik mechelokeha, that all the parts, he might be referring to the Hisover Rus, he might be referring to the Avodas Hashem, are all, no, he's talking about the Hisover Rus. Behechrecha maybe the chol chelik mechelokeha, there's different ways of being maorer. That's what he's going to say. This is the Chalim Salvadas gets into the kishkas of life, and he says this Heora Toronis, a person is inspired by the need to be obedient, and Heora Sichlis, a person is inspired by Pashut rationale, rational thought, a rational human being. So that'll be Maora, the person. Vashlishi, Bagdoros, Avoda, Bechalokel, Mavol. So what does it mean, Avoda Hashem? What are we supposed to do exactly? What are we supposed to do? Listen to every mitzvah, do Hashem's will, love Hashem, fear Hashem. What does it mean to be Obed Hashem? Baravi, Betsuras, Aura, Atarosus, Bechalokel, Milos, Anashem, Bidia, Sefer, Torah, Tzitzis, and Yonam. The inspiration, the impetus to serve Hashem that comes through Torah and learning Torah and knowing what to do and becoming Talmid HaChomim, knowing how the Torah views these things. The Chamishi Ba'ofen Ahora Asichlis Panchoye Le'Vader Chashele Batshuva. Rational thought will also bring you the day Hakara that you have to serve Hashem, and that he will develop. He says, "Be'ofen Shela Tshuva." That's a device. He'll have like question answers. He'll have like a debate in the Chavis Avodas. In that parak, there's like a debate between the guf and the neshama, let's say, or between the seichel and the lev. And he has a debate, and that's the rational thought. Vashishi b'sugei chovos hamishmas behesim b'sugei atovos hashonos. Chavis Avodas takes very seriously what he says, that Avodas Hashem has to be based on Hakaras HaTov, or Hakaras HaTov Hashem. And therefore he holds, as he will explain in Perek Shishi, that the different types of Chiyuvim that different types of people have are based on the different types of Hatovah that Hashem has showered upon them. But it's calibrated, it's defined, it's a flow. The amount of Tova you have, that's the amount of mitzvah obligation you have. Vashvius, the beer, and the Chavir Lovis holds that if Hashem gives you a special shefa, you win the lottery ticket, like something special happens that was unexpected, you have to pay him back. Payback time. You have to learn another 15 minutes, learn another half hour. What?
You have to remember the shul.
Right. Vashvi bebir achovas abchusus biyosu shechayim mituvu lo betovu lo meitiv lo bo. The minimal amount of obligation that someone who is on the receiving end of such a bounty full of tovos receives. But what's his minimal obligation? Vashmini b'machlokas achachomim b'sheilas ahechrech v'hatzedek v'hashita nevcheres b'zeh. That means b'chir chofshis. He goes into a philosophical discussion if a person has b'chir chofshis or not. Vashi b'bir sod b'riyoso min odom b'olam azeh b'kitzer. That's like, what's the meaning of life, as an Eshet Torah guy would say. You know, Rebbe, what's the meaning of life? That's in Perek 9. And he even says, Bekitzer. So, yeah, he's guilty of the same sin. So, Briyoso, min ha'olam hazeh, min ha'odam, the soul, the secret of the creation of man in this world. Bekitzer. Oh, Bekitzer, you know. I got to catch a bus. What's the meaning of life? How to utilize every mida we have, whether it's an acquired mida or an instinctive mida or a born into mida. You know, some the nurses in the nursery, when your baby's born, they can already tell you who's going to be fetchy and who's going to be stubborn. If you talk to the nurses, they say, that's a stubborn one over there. Kids like one day old. They really have a chush. So you can be born with a midah, you can acquire a midah, you can work on a midah, and he's going to explain how to use the midos in the service of Hashem. So this is a very ambitious undertaking, Shara Avodas Hashem. And we'll start with Hashem tomorrow night with the first paragraph.